Welcome to the Deep Dive. Today, we're really getting into the weeds with a document you might see sometimes, Mr. Churchwell's week in review and next week's schedule. He's the superintendent at Wishram School.
Right. And our goal here isn't just to read a schedule. It's about seeing what this kind of communication really tells us about, you know, the day-to-day reality of running a school system.
Exactly. We're looking at the week of May 5th through the 11th, 2025, and then we'll peek ahead at the next week, May 12th to the 18th.
And you might be surprised what comes through. It's quite a mix.
Definitely. So let's start where Mr. Churchwell starts, Teacher Appreciation Week.
Yeah, that jumps out right away. The mention of daily small surprises, goodies, and prize drawings, it shows a deliberate effort.
It does. It makes you think about why put that front and center.
Well, there's actually quite a bit showing that feeling valued directly links to, you know, job satisfaction, how well people do their work. So these aren't just nice things. They can be pretty strategic.
Makes sense. And the quote he includes, "Thank you for the heart and hard work you pour into this school community. You are truly appreciated." It's simple, but effective, right?
Very. It really lands the message. And seeing it highlighted like this during what we'll see is a very busy week suggests it's a genuine priority. Staff morale.
Which leads to the question, how does that kind of consistent positive reinforcement actually shape the school culture? And maybe even the kids' experience.
That's the key question, isn't it?
Okay.
Moving on, there was also the Reach Family Art Night.
Ah, yes, this sounds great. Students and families creating together, having a meal.
What's interesting there is the focus explicitly on building community through art. It positions the school as more than just classrooms and lessons. It's a hub.
Yeah, bridging that gap between home and school. Really important for getting everyone invested.
Absolutely. Initiatives like that can make a real difference.
Okay, so shifting from community building to, well, assessments. The week also kicked off SBAC testing.
Right, the Standardized Balanced Assessment Consortium tests. A big deal. And the review notes the effort to keep the environment calm and supportive.
Why is that specific wording important, do you think?
Well, testing can be stressful, obviously. So a calm atmosphere helps students, you know, show what they actually know. Plus, they frame the purpose clearly, highlighting learning and guiding instruction. It's meant to be a tool.
Using the data constructively, not just
testing
for the sake of it.
Precisely.
The review also gives a nod to the staff for their flexibility while Mr. Churchwell was away at a conference, the Early Career Superintendents Conference.
That little note speaks volumes, actually. It suggests the team can keep things running smoothly, maybe a sign of good systems or distributed leadership.
Yeah, good teamwork, definitely. It makes you wonder what needs to be in place for that to happen seamlessly.
Fair point. Okay, now another big area this week, athletics. Track season seems to be in full swing.
Oh, yeah. Junior high and high school teams had meets all over the place. South Wasco, the Dalles, Bickleton, Sherman County. Busy week for them.
It really highlights the sheer logistics involved, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Managing all these extracurriculars alongside everything else academic.
And he specifically mentions their hard work and competitive spirit. Shows he's paying attention to that side of school life, too.
Which is important. Education isn't just academics. Sports teach, teamwork, discipline. It's part of that well-rounded development schools aim for.
Definitely. And amidst all that activity, there's also personal recognition. Birthdays noted for Detmar McCullough and Marley Little.
Seems like a small detail, maybe, but acknowledging individuals like that, it builds that positive culture we were talking about, makes people feel seen.
Okay, so let's actually walk through the week day by day, May 5th to 11th, Monday the 5th.
All right. We see the school nurse and therapist were on site, so student well-being is right there at the start.
And Mr. Churchwell was at that conference we mentioned, but things were still happening back at school. A program committee meeting and a SWAG meeting attended by Mr. Cooper.
SWAG. Probably school-wide action group. Something like that. Focused on school improvement plans, maybe.
Likely. So even with the superintendent out, you've got health, planning, school improvement all moving forward.
It paints a picture of, well, multiple tracks running at once.
Okay, Tuesday, May 6th, Detmar McCullough's birthday. Therapist on site again. And SBAC testing begins.
Right. And Mr. Churchwell stole the conference, plus a high school track meet in the Dalles.
It's just a lot happening concurrently. Academics, student support, athletics, professional development for the leader.
It's that juggling act, isn't it?
Wednesday, May 7th, Marley Little's birthday, SBAC testing continues, and Mr. Churchwell is back, or at least connecting, for a regional superintendent's meeting.
That's important, too. connecting with peers in other districts, sharing ideas, tackling common problems. Superintendents don't work in isolation.
Makes sense. Thursday the 8th looks like a really packed day.
Yeah, what's on the list?
Apollo check-in meeting with Mr. Churchwell sounds like maybe a regular internal thing. Then the Ricci family art night we already discussed, and two track meets high school in Irrigan, junior high in Bickleton.
Wow. Okay, so you've got internal admin, community engagement, and multiple athletic events all on one day. It really makes you think about prioritization. How do you manage all that?
Good question. Friday, May 9th. Mr. Churchwell is at ESD 112. That's the Educational Service District.
Right. They provide support services to schools in the region.
And he's there for an annual driver trainer in service, plus another junior high track meet.
The driver trainer in service. That highlights a critical but maybe less visible aspect. Safe transportation, regulations, training, it's crucial. His involvement shows its importance.
Absolutely. Then the weekend, Saturday the 10th, was prom.
A huge event. Requires a ton of planning and staff supervision to make it safe and fun.
For sure. And Sunday the 11th was Mother's Day. A nice community acknowledgement.
So even the weekend has school-related activities and connections.
Okay, so that was the week that was. Now a quick look ahead to the following week, May 12th to 18th. What's scheduled?
All right, Monday the 12th looks just as busy. Nurse and therapist back on site. SBAC testing continues.
Mr. Churchwell has a REC meeting, Regional Education Committee maybe, then a staff meeting later.
And another RECH presentation. Louis Fox, comedy and magic, more community outreach.
Plus a community council meeting at the school in the evening. Wow, that's a Monday.
It really shows the cycle, doesn't it? Straight back into a full schedule. You see meetings with staff, maybe curriculum focus with REC, and the wider community, engaging all those different groups.
Tuesday the 13th. Happy birthday to Isaac Duke. Therapist is in. Another Apollo check-in. More SBAC. Another REC meeting for Mr. Churchwell.
And look, a statewide OSPI webinar. OSPI is the Office of Superintendent of Public Instruction, so connecting with state-level policy.
Right. And a high school track meet at South Wasco. The pattern continues. Internal stuff, external connections, testing, athletics, all simultaneous.
That OSPI webinar is key for staying up to date on state requirements, funding, things like that.
Wednesday the 14th, SBAC testing still going. And an HR meeting listed with Mrs. Hathaway and Mr. Churchwell.
Ah, okay. A glimpse into personnel management. Staffing, employee relations, absolutely vital for keeping the school running.
Makes sense. Thursday the 15th, more SBAC, a WAGA food truck event.
WAGAPOP, Washington Gorge Action Programs, maybe? A community partner, so could be a community service event or maybe a fundraiser.
Could be, and another high school track meet, this time at Pilot Rock.
Again, that blend, academics, community partnerships, student activities.
Friday the 16th looks quiet. Nothing specific listed. Maybe some much-needed catch-up time.
Or just planning time, not formally scheduled, could be.
And the weekend has two more birthdays. Matthias James on Saturday the 17th, and Isaiah White on Sunday the 18th.
Still acknowledging those personal connections.
So, the whole review wraps up with this statement. The children are the key to our success. Attributed to Ty Churchwell, the superintendent, with all his contact info.
That's a powerful closing line. It really anchors everything we've just talked about, all the meetings, the events, the admin, back to the core purpose, the student.
And putting the contact info right there suggests openness, doesn't it? Being accessible.
It does, a commitment to communication.
So after digging through this whole week, what's the big takeaway for you? What really stands out?
For me, honestly, it's the sheer complexity and interconnectedness of it all. It's so much more than just overseeing teaching and learning.
Right.
You've got student well-being, staff morale, community relations, athletics, safety, compliance, HR, all juggled constantly. This review, this simple schedule, really lifts the veil on how demanding and multifaceted that leadership role is.
It absolutely does. It's kind of amazing how much insight you can get from what looks like just a list of appointments.
Which leaves us with a question for you listening. Thinking about this snapshot, all these different meetings, events, responsibilities, what part of running a school successfully surprised you the most? What aspect maybe hadn't you considered quite so deeply before this dive?
Definitely something to chew on. Thanks for exploring this week with us.